This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I want to bring up a verse that I think is so important, verse 47. If we can bring up 47. Jesus is speaking. He says, "And repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." You know what's crucially important? I never have heard any minister ever talk about this verse. But Jesus is telling the disciples, here's what it's all about, guys. You want to know what you preach to people and you proclaim? Two things: repentance of sin and forgiveness. You can get on the internet today and you can look at the sermon topics and titles of ministers all over the country. This is not a slam on any church, any ministry in particular, but here's what I found this week, just looking through sermon titles. 5 ways to be happy. 10 ways to be a success. 3 ways to make your spouse happy. 4 ways to be a better parent. Anything wrong with those topics? Not at all. We all need that kind of stuff. But I want you to notice, contrast that with what Jesus said. You're going to talk about repentance of sin and you're going to talk about forgiveness. Then it dawned on me this week. It doesn't matter how successful you are in life or in your marriage if you haven't repented of the sin in your life and you don't know the forgiveness of Christ. What difference does it make if you're successful in every area of life and you've achieved all of your goals and your immediate goals, your long-range goals and your strategic goals are all accomplished, but you haven't repented of the sin in your life or received the forgiveness of Christ? Let's talk about those two words just for a moment. It's politically incorrect to talk about repentance today. People don't talk about repentance. You know what repentance means? It means you basically come to the place in your life where you're willing to say 3 words. Here they are. Write them down. I have sinned. That's a new experience for some people, even in churches. That's a new experience for Christian people to say, I have sinned, and yet there is no healing, there is no recovery until we acknowledge to the Lord God Almighty that we have sinned. And there's nothing that is spiritually cleansing until I have been forgiven by receiving what Jesus did on the cross. Saying I have sinned is more than just a religious statement. It's the definition of who we are. When David in the Old Testament committed the sin of adultery and murder, you know, remember he had the man, the husband of the woman that he was having an affair with, killed. A lot of people forget about that. Remember what he did? He gave the order for her husband to be put at the front line of the battle, and then he gave the order for the soldiers to pull back, and he's left there all alone with a sword fighting 20 or 30 people. Well, they killed him. He was responsible for his murder, but when David came under conviction, when David's mind was opened up to what he had done, here's what he says to God. This is really important. Against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this wickedness in your sight. He wasn't ignoring Bathsheba and her family and her husband's family. He wasn't ignoring the nation of Israel. He just realized that sin ultimately was a wound against the Father. Would you go home with that today if you don't go home with anything else, that all sin in my life and in your life ultimately is a sin, a wound against the Father? And so recognizing that sin is what we need to do. That's called repentance. Forgiveness is something that the Lord does.
Well, tomorrow on Cross Hope, we're going to stress that forgiveness is something that God does. It's an act of God to be forgiven, and most women don't realize that. We continue this message tomorrow, the last message from the series in Luke, tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.